Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kraka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
Now I'm going to make believe I have a jukebox here. So I'm going to grab some money and put it in the slot and then choose, let's say, G25. Here comes the record.
In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. One by one they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. I don't need no quarters, don't need any dimes. You filled it up forever when you said goodbye. Heaven knows I love old melodies. They were meant to ease the pain. But the kind that's playing on my mind are driving me insane. In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. One by one they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. Song, those melodies were meant to ease the pain, but the kind that's playing on my mind are driving me insane. In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox, and it's playing all my favorite memories. One by one they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. No, I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. One by one they take me back.
Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine. I wanna live that age-old dream. Come on, boy,
knows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. We're going to be playing some of the best of the best of legendary country music artists and songs. Now, during the second half of this show, I'm going to do something that's been requested by many of you who asked, how about some more classic bluegrass music? Well, I will do just that during the Sweet Country Music feature presentation in the second half of the show. That was Linda Ronstadt and her number 5 hit record from 1975, Love is a Rose. The song was actually written by rock and roller Neil Young, but Linda Ronstadt gave it a real country flavor. Linda Ronstadt was one of those artists popular on both country and top 40 radio back then. In all, she had 25 hit country singles between 1974 and 1988. I opened the set with a visit to a jukebox where I put my money in and chose a number one Alabama song from 1990, Jukebox in My Mind. Now, when this song came out, Alabama was hot on the record charts and our radios. The song was also a number one hit in Canada.
Sweet country music.
Let's go all the way back to 1961 and listen to something from Claude King.
The Comancheros are taking this land. The Comancheros are taking this land.
All regret of New Orleans, a fast man with a gun. Didn't want to go, but he had to run when he shot down the judge's son. Yes, he shot Judge Bobby's son. With the dark of night, he left that town, never to return again. With a one-way ticket at the end of the line, he was told by a stranger man, the Comancheros are taking this land.
And then the Comancheros came a-riding through the night, stealing and a-killing, taking everything in sight. Nothing left behind but the blood and the sand. The Comancheros are taking this land. The Comancheros are taking this land.
Cover every inch of the ground where I stand, I'd die before I'd run. I'm not afraid of any living man, and here I'll make my stand. With a gun I'll make my stand. He rode into the Comanchero town like a wild man on the run. Before he'd leave, it all be dead. He'd die by his blazing gun. He died by his blazing gun.
Then the Comancheros came a-riding through the night, stealing and a-killing, taking everything in sight. Nothing left behind but the blood and the sand. The Comancheros are taking this land. The Comancheros are taking this land.
In the door, she just had to see him. She can't wait no more. Tonight he'll be with her, no matter the cost. As the band play the last cheater's waltz, he tells her he loves her. Music plays on. He tells her he needs her, but someone's at home. The ball game's all over, and she knows she's lost as the band plays the last cheater's waltz. And don't they sound lonely? And don't they play sad? And three quarter only. Watch how he holds her as they dance to the last cheater's waltz.
T.G. Shepherd at his number one hit record from 1979, The Last Cheater's Waltz. The song was the Tennessee singer-songwriter's first number one hit record on the country music charts, but it wouldn't be his last. Now here's a piece of music trivia. T.G. Shepherd is his stage name. His birth name is William Neal Broder. I open the set with a real oldie but goodie from Claude King, a song called The Comancheros from late 1961. It landed at number 7 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. In fact, it was the second hit record of Claude King's long musical career. Now, it is said that the song was inspired by the 1961 John Wayne movie of the same name, The Comancheros.
Pretty soon you're going to catch on I Ain't Your Friend.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
I hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. Now, John Wayne just talked about friends, so how about a song about friends? From Razzie Bailey and Sweet Country Music.
You were always there to talk to, and I was always hanging around. You were always there to pick me up after love let me down. I never would have made it without you. I almost waited too late to see that all the time I was leaning on you, you were leaning on me. Friends, that's what we've been, is friends. Through thick and thin, we've been friends. And now love begins. And who makes better lovers than friends? should always be something special. You never know where friendship will lead. You're sailing high on the sea of love, and forever will be. Friends, that's what we've been, as friends. Through thick and thin, we've been friends. And our love begins. And who makes better lovers than friends? Through thick and thin, we've been friends. And our love begins. And who makes better lovers than friends?
There you go, KT Oslin and her number 7 hit record from 1987, The Story About 80s Ladies. Now, while it wasn't a number 1 hit for her, the song landed her a Country Music Association Award for the Best Female Vocalist of 1987. KT Oslin was first heard on our radios back in 1981 and picked up 4 number 1 singles between 1987 and 1990. Out on the set with a number 1 hit record for Razzie Bailey from late 1980 called Friends. Razzie Bailey was a late bloomer in the world of country music. Let me explain. He was born in 1939 in Alabama and concentrated on getting married and raising a family while he was in his 20s. Now, while doing that, he perfected his country music style and finally recorded some material. He had his first hit record in 1976 when he was in his 30s.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again.
Job in a large office building, riding people in an elevator. I drive a 57 Chevrolet, busted taillight, burned out valves and a leaky radiator. And I wear a $20 suit that I bought from JCPenney's back in 1962. But I've got something to brag about, something to brag about, something to brag about in you.
Well, I'm a short order cook in an all-night cafe down on 18th Avenue and 12th Street. I wear a swinging mini dress that I made for myself from Mama's kitchen curtains and old bed sheets. I got 17 pages of top value stamps, one old pair of shoes. But I got something to brag about, something to brag about.
tell your girlfriend about my sweet, sweet loving. And that's one figure that money can't buy.
So let's get married in the not too distant future. Live in a little flat on 29th Street. You know we'll hang our washing from the clothesline on the window. We'll feast on cornbread, butter, beans, and lunch meat. We all have a thermostat, a big long Cadillac. We'll have a love that's true.
Ooh, and I'll have something to brag about.
Yeah, and I'll have something to brag about.
Something to brag about in you.
That's Mary Kay Place and Willie Nelson with their number 9 hit from 1977, Something to Brag About. Mary Kay Place is actually more of an actress than a country music singer. In fact, she only had 3 hit singles on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1976 and 1977, but her TV and film resume is really long. You may have seen her in movies like Private Benjamin in 1980, and more recently, an award-winning movie called Diane in 2018. Out on the set with Brooks and Dunn and their number one hit record, Brand New Man. It was one of 4 number one hit records in a row that Brooks and Dunn would have between 1991 and 1992. Brooks and Dunn are simply amazing, and I never get tired of hearing their songs. You know, I met Mary Kay Place once when I was working at a television station in Central Connecticut. We were shooting the pilot of a Norman Lear sitcom called Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, starring Louise Lasser. Well, Mary Kay Place played the role of a wannabe country singer. And by the time the TV pilot was shot, she was a successful country singer. Got a comedy break coming up with some more fake commercials, and then in the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation, where I'm going to play some bluegrass legends. I'm Larry Kratka. Stick around. Be right back.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
And now, another letter from the Whamco Petroleum Answer Man. Today's letter is from Rufus Weatherton from Hackensack. It reads, Dear Whamco Petroleum Answer Man, what I'd like to know is this. Why at $1.50
a gallon am I getting less service at your stations than back when I was paying 32 cents? I can remember even during gas wars at 19.9 cents a gallon, an attendant in uniform would not only wash my windshield, but fill up my tires, check the oil, clean my headlights, polish the side mirror, shake my hand, give me an American flag for the antenna, and then wave goodbye as I drove away. Well, now, you people don't even come out of a locked station. But before they even let me fill my own tank, I have to give them money and a driver's license in advance. They don't even get off their lazy cans to come out and get it themselves. Nobody smiles anymore, let alone shake hands, and if I wanted to clean my own windshield, there's never any towels in the dispensers by the pumps, and there isn't such a thing as a tire gauge in the entire state. And after paying exorbitant gas prices, I get to spend another 20% to use your convenient credit card. What the heck have you got to say about that?
Signed, Rufus Weatherton. Thank you for that heartfelt letter, Mr. Weatherton of Hackensack. The answer to that is, blow it out your ear. Send your question to the Whamco Petroleum Answer Man. We may not have all the answers, but we're big enough to be questionable. Whamco Petroleum, where more is never enough. Looking for a real man's pleasure? Then hearken back to the days when men knew how to get the most out of life. Whamwad. Whamwad is out there waiting for you. Whamwad, the no-smoke tobacco. Put a pinch between your cheek and what used to be your gum and feel the burning determination of the pioneer spirit come alive. Whamwad, it's not for everybody, but if you're the kind of man that can spit in the face of lip cancer, then we've got your jaw. Whamwad, and for you men who prefer the hint of mint in your tobacco, try Whamwad Green. Pick some up today and you'll never again have to worry about annoying the guy next to you with your nauseating tobacco smoke. Whamwad. The No Smoke Tobacco.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. Let me hear some banjo, please. Now, this time I'm going to spotlight some of the best bluegrass songs ever recorded. A while back, I spotlighted some bluegrass songs, and many of you wanted more, so here you go. Bluegrass is one of my favorite types of music anyway, especially the banjo. Now, I've always wanted to learn how to play a banjo, and I admire anyone who does. Banjos, mandolins, and fiddles are featured in just about any bluegrass song you can think of. What I'm going to do now is go back and play a couple of bluegrass songs that I hope you enjoy. Let's start off with a classic called 9-Pound Hammer.
Smiling face and alone once more. the beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy that was looking, but it all ended too soon. As the city alone in the moonlight, I see her smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace in that beautiful Kentucky wall.
There you go, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation featuring bluegrass classics, and those were two of them. That was Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys with something they did way back in 1946 called Kentucky Waltz. Bill Monroe is often referred to as the father of bluegrass, and in fact, he wrote Kentucky Waltz, which has been re-recorded by many, many folks over the years. And by the way, doing some picking on that song were Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Out of the bluegrass feature presentation set with a fellow by the name of Tony Rice and his recording of 9-Pound Hammer. The traditional bluegrass song was first made famous by Bill Monroe, and it has been re-recorded by hundreds of other people. Tony Rice was a major bluegrass guitarist that many of you may remember.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Should I run or stay?
On one hand, I'm thinking that I better let go. But then on the other, what a way to go. What kind of fix have I got me into? I'm darned if I don't, dang if I do. She's got me wild-eyed, tongue-tied beside myself. I'm torn, talk me down, I might need help. But my heart's saying wait. On one hand, I'm thinking that I better let go. But then on the other, what a way to go. What kind of things have I got me into? I'm darned if I don't, dang if I do.
And though
is Mary Chapin Carpenter and her number 7 hit record from 1990, Quitting Time. No, the song is not about clocking out of work at the end of a long day, but it's about a relationship that has failed. Time to quit. I'll open the set with Shenandoah and something they did back in 1995 called Darned If I Don't, Danged If I Do. The song landed at a solid number 4 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for the Muscle Shoals, Alabama band.
Sweet country music.
How about a duet from a couple of country legends on Sweet Country Music?
We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold. We're gonna hold on to each other.
Life can be rough, sometimes it's kind. A real good life is hard to find, but the best. The faith we have between us makes it grow.
Some love lives and some love don't. We've got the kind of love we want. It brings us happiness all through the day. And nothing can ever make it go away. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on to each other. If you're right or wrong, we know we're right by holding on. And the future is set for you and me, filled with love the way we both want it to be. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna
friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to drinking bone. Hey, 2 + 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north, and 32 degrees is freezing cold. You play with fire, you wind up burn. The early bird gets the worm, but the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. you know. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone.
Okay, let's see if I've got this right. The drinking bone is connected to the party bone, but only on Friday nights, right? Okay, that was Tracy Byrd and his number 7 hit record from 2003, Drinking Bone. The song was more or less a take on a nursery rhyme song called The Skeleton Dance, where the hip bone is connected to the leg bone, and so on. Cute song. I opened the set with a duet from George Jones and Tammy Wynette, We're Gonna Hold On, from 1973, when it landed at number 1 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. George Jones and Tammy Wynette had already recorded several duet albums by this time, but it was the first song for them that hit number 1. Love hearing those two together.
Sweet country music.
Nobody, oh, nobody. Maybe that explains the last 2 weeks. You called me up, dead on your feet, working late again. I asked who with, you said nobody.
Can't buy my place again. Crying about about you, man. You should love her twice as much. I tried to remember your friend, but it's getting a little rough. She's just tired of being Cinderella. She can't live that way no more. She needs a little affection, a little understanding. You better be careful, 'cause the next time she comes to my door, she won't be Cinderella no more. A teardrop trembled on her face, where that smile always was, seemed out of place.
About a gal by the name of Cinderella, as told by Vince Gill. The song landed at number 5 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart during the summer of 1987. Now, do any of you remember a popular country rock band by the name of Pure Prairie League? They were popular in the 70s. Well, Vince Gill was a member of that band before he began his country music solo career. I opened the set with Sylvia and her number one hit record from 1982, Nobody. It was one of two number one hit records Sylvia would have in the 1980s, but she had a long list of hit singles as well. Holy cow! I can't believe the show is over. I thought I had about 10 or 15 more minutes. Apparently not. Oh, well, had a good time playing a lot of interesting country songs, KT Oslin, Mary Kay Place, and I met her. She's cool. Mary Chapin Carpenter. No, I didn't meet her. I'm Larry Cracker, your host for Sweet Country Music, a production of nothing but old 45s. Talk to you soon.